Thanks for joining us on Channel 9. We are in Building 20 today, which is the Platform Adoption Center at Microsoft. I'm Girish Raja. I'm a technical evangelist for CRM at Microsoft. And with us today, we have a special guest, Ruben Krippner from the CRM team. Thanks for joining us, Ruben.
Thanks, Girish. Happy to be here.
So tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Microsoft.
Okay. Ruben Krippner, I'm a senior product manager with Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And primarily my focus here in Redmond is around planning for the next versions of Dynamics CRM, working in with our R&D organization to help drive and influence the strategy and direction in terms of the features and platform of Dynamics CRM.
Awesome. So you're the man.
Well, one of a big
team. One of
a big team.
Cool. So I see that you've been very busy lately. Thanks for taking the schedule out of your busy calendar to come out. But I know you've been working on an important project lately that's been keeping you very busy. Tell us a bit about it.
Thanks very much. So I've been working on a program of work which we're calling the Accelerators. So these are a series of add-on modules for Dynamics CRM for customers and partners. We're working on delivering 8 of these modules to really drive some value for our customers and partners, hopefully give some great templates and starting points for particularly developers and consulting organizations to take and then deliver additional value for their customers.
Awesome. So you mentioned you're planning the future of the CRM, but at the same time you're working on this program for CRM 4.0, which was released like last December.
That's right. So the key objective here is we wanted to do a number of things with the Accelerators program. One, we wanted to obviously broaden the reach of the CRM 4.0 application as it stands today. Second of all, we wanted to showcase from a vendor perspective that we're committed to innovation not only at major release cycles but in between those. And the third one was really to inspire our customers and partners with what they can actually do with Dynamics CRM as a platform. So we've got three sort of broad aims there, and I think as we sort of go through and explain some of these accelerators, it'll start to make a bit of sense.
Awesome. So accelerators, what do you mean by that? I mean, you said you're releasing 8 accelerators.
Mm-hmm.
Are these related to each other? I mean, what are they essentially?
Great. Great question. So in terms of the, what they are, they may consist of, so typically they're going to be across different functional areas, so sales, service, and marketing. And they're really extending or enriching the out-of-the-box capabilities or just taking them to that next level. As I mentioned before, we're releasing 8 of these, and they may consist of configuration, so, CRM customizations, entities, forms, views, those sorts of things. They also have typically some source code, either for plugins or for custom web pages and so on that extend the application.
So it's like an open source project.
Absolutely. So what we're looking at is in a completely supportable fashion, delivering these add-on modules, but we're also providing the source code. So our partners and customers can take that, further innovate on that. So from a partner perspective, I might be an ISV, I might want to go and build out, let's say on top of the event management accelerator, I might want to build out a more comprehensive solution. So these are kind of like, we use the term production-ready samples. So there's something that a customer can take, drop into their deployment and use immediately, but it's also something that partners and customers can extend further, and that's why we've settled on this open source initiative.
Awesome. So you mentioned 8 of them, and thanks for showing a preview of them. So some of them focus on the application pieces of sales, service, and marketing,
mm-hmm.
but many of them focus on the core platform, mm-hmm. on extending the platform, on how you can quickly get started and ramp up on the platform.
That's right. So we are also, as I mentioned, one of the key objectives was really showing both customers and partners what a fantastic sort of application development platform or solution, business application platform they have. And quite often the feedback that I get when I'm working with customers and partners is they don't necessarily recognize the full extent of that value. So what we're trying to do is showcase both at a functional level, but also at an architectural sort of platform level. Hey, with either some coding or some customization or some BI elements, hey, you can really drive some pretty innovative solutions very quickly and cost effectively. So that's what we're trying to instill with the customers and partners.
So with CRM 4.0, what the product team was able to deliver was the power of choice for the mm-hmm. partners and customers, mm-hmm. wherein they can deploy the software on premises mm-hmm. or with the hosting partner, or finally with CRM Online, where Microsoft, we host CRM ourselves for our customers. Mm-hmm. So would the accelerators work with all of them or with only select of them, or how does that work?
Great question. So when we set out to architect these solutions, we wanted to certainly, where possible, preserve that power of choice message. So what we've, with the exception of one, and we'll go through that, the enterprise search, there's a few nuances about that which makes it very, very difficult to deploy in an on-demand environment. But as far as the rest of them, we've delivered the solutions so that realistically the only thing that you would need to change as far as the solution is concerned is the authentication model. So we've delivered out of the box all of the code to work on-premise. But if you wanted to plug in the authentication to Windows Live, you could do that. Or if you're working with a third-party hosting partner, then you just need to work with them in terms of their authentication setup and modify accordingly. But all of the platform calls and web services calls are identical between any form or any deployment model as far as Dynamics CRM is concerned.
Awesome. And is it all just about CRM, or are you delivering integration with other products? Like, are there any other prerequisites that customer has to have?
So what we wanted to do what we wanted to showcase was what you could do with the CRM platform. So we've made a very stringent call early on that we wouldn't have any prerequisite software outside what you've already got with CRM. However, there are certain areas where, for example, enterprise search, where we're leveraging MOS. So we're leveraging the business data catalog capabilities within MOS. And obviously within the analytics accelerator, we wanted to leverage or allow our customers to leverage Performance Point and some of those other things if they wanted to. Okay. But largely, every one of the accelerators can be simply dropped into any standard CRM deployment and be instantly sort of productive and usable.
Awesome. So just like CRM, I suppose this... these accelerators are multi-currency enabled. Mm-hmm. Are they multilingual as well? Or
That's
are you
correct.
Shipping in different languages?
In terms of, we've got a minimum of commitment to deliver five of these accelerators in five non-English languages. And we're working towards potentially unveiling another three. But so you're aware, the five languages that we're looking at are German, French, Italian, Danish, and Dutch. And we're working towards another three languages, and we'll prioritize those accordingly.
Very cool. So you have a roadmap for these accelerators along with the CRM roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to converge? Like, when we hit the next version of CRM, which mm-hmm. we'll probably hear when we are at PDC. So if you're at PDC, make sure you check out the CRM sessions.
Yep.
What is the roadmap for the accelerators and the CRM product? Because I know you work on both of these. You're mm-hmm. Part of the planning team for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
What can we expect to see?
Okay, so in terms of, the objective is that we recognize there's a significant time period between now and the next release, so we wanted to really drive some value in the immediate term. Having said that, we're now working in closely with the R&D organization to, one, potentially absorb some of these accelerators into the core product, but two, we're working towards allocating appropriate resource and budget to make sure that when CRM 5 ships, the next version of CRM, that we actually have these in a workable state. Having said that, most of the basis of these accelerators is declarative in nature. So it means that it's just part of the standard CRM metadata and will be upgraded and will work perfectly well in CRM 5. And obviously, from a platform perspective, if we continue in the path that we always have, that is preserving the endpoint from the major previous version, all of the web service calls will continue to work in CRM 5 without adjustment. So we feel that we've got a very good sort of upgrade path and architectural approach here. But certainly we take it very seriously that this innovation that we're driving plays a part in what we can actually introduce as far as the next versions of Dynamic CRM are concerned.
Awesome. So you mentioned some of these are open source, so I assume they're all free of charge for partners and customers?
That's right, that's right.
And when they're made ready, I know you're working hard to make the final test and, you know, polish it a little bit.
Yep.
So when they are made available, where will, you know, customers and partners be able to get it?
So so definitely the accelerators are available at no cost. And we're looking at, we will have them certainly available for download, freely available for any customer or partner on our Microsoft Dynamics CRM MSDN Dev Center. Mm-hmm. And we'll obviously be posting through blogs and all of that sort of stuff, the specific URLs. We're also working with the folks who own the content for the Resource Center within Dynamics CRM, and they will have pointers to where you can download this information. And we're also working with our Pinpoint team, so our, you know, sort of our application center where you can actually go and download solutions across the board from Microsoft. We're going to have those registered, have the accelerators registered within Pinpoint as well.
Which is our marketplace, which is pretty cool.
That's correct.
All right, fantastic. So thank you so much for, you know, giving us this our introduction, Ruben, and we'll be back soon drilling into each one of those. Thank you so much.
Terrific, thank you.